This is Doug Mader, Superintendent of Coldwater Exempted Village Schools. Last evening, November 19th at 6 p.m., the Coldwater Exempted Village Schools conducted their monthly board meeting. At the board meeting, our FFA students presented on their national convention, which is always a highlight for our Board of Education. After that, our athletic director and transportation director, Eric Goodwin, reported on athletics for the fall, which we have seen major success within all our programs. We had a state qualifier for golf, state qualifier for cross country, state championship in volleyball, and our football team is making a playoff run. As well, we had a soccer player make all state. So in total, we have had one soccer player this fall make all state, two volleyball players, a cross country runner, which shows the excellence within our athletic program. It was also highlighted last evening. Our fine arts programs are also finding success in band, choir, and also our theater department, which has a production this weekend starting Thursday evening at 7 p.m. and then Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m., which they are showcasing Shrek. After this, our treasurer went through the monthly reconciliation report showing that we are on budget for the year. Also, the Board of Education went through the check register, as they can see every check that is written out of the district in a very transparent way. Following this, our treasurer, Jen McCoy, went over the five-year forecast. In the five-year forecast, it was indicated that we put in all revenue sources possible, so it is a very optimistic five-year forecast, but we're cautious in that optimistic viewpoint. In addition, we put no additional expenses within the five-year forecast, which we've emphasized that we have many unfunded priorities. Even with all those assumptions, we are still facing some financial difficulties here in the next several years. The board will be discussing the potential of placing the ballot measure back on the ballot in May. However, those discussions are still ongoing. But we will have to do something to contain the deficit spending that is forecasted in the next few years. The board meeting ended, and that was it for the board report for November 19th. Thank you.